I'm Lauren Conway, and this is the Up Yongo Line, a fortnightly podcast dedicated to the local heritage and unique culture of the Upper Madawaska and Up Yongo River Valleys. One of the sometimes overlooked elements of that local heritage and unique culture is the curious dedication local folks here have to the democratic process. Nowhere was that better seen than last night at the Royal Canadian Legion Hall in Barry's Bay. 12 local people have put themselves forward for the 5 elected positions available on the Madawaska Valley Township Council. 2 candidates showed up to answer questions as to how they would conduct things if they become mayor, while 9 other candidates answered questions as to how they would conduct municipal business if elected to the 4 remaining positions on the Township Council. It was an interesting demonstration of what it takes to not only run for municipal office in rural Canada, but it was especially interesting to hear the concerns of the well over 150 people who attended that Madawaska Valley All Candidates debate. Let's listen in now as Sean Conway, a former Ontario Minister of Education who hails from Barry's Bay, moderates the evening.
All right, I've been around enough to know when the show is ready to hit the road, so thank you very, very much on behalf of the Royal Canadian Legion and our sponsor tonight, the Madawaska Valley Library, ably represented by its CEO and Chief Librarian, Karen Filkowski, who is going to have the bell, candidates, the bell, meaning your time is up. But we want to thank the library, and we want to thank the Royal Canadian Legion for making this really important opportunity for civic engagement possible. And thank you all for coming out in such very large numbers. I did the first of my 125 to 130 all candidates meetings 47 years ago this month. And I remember the first one I went to was in Deep River in front of 750 people. And I thought I would never get out of there alive. So candidates, I just want, particularly first-time candidates, I want you to know that my heart is with you if you've not done this before. But it is a very good thing that you are doing this. I want to just outline very quickly the program. And we're going to try to give you at least one break and maybe two. Just a seventh inning stretch in as they do in baseball. We have 2 sections. We have what I call the mayoralty section, 2 candidates, Roger Prince, Mark Wilmer, and they are going to each get 5 minutes to tell us who they are and why they should be the new chief magistrate for the great township of Madawaska Valley. After they speak, there will be a question period, your question period, and the first question period will be 30 minutes. Now, this is something that's going to be important both for the podcast, for the audio broadcast tomorrow night. When it comes to questions, I want you to come to the microphone and tell us who you are, what your question is, and to whom your question is directed. Just keep that in mind. So we'll practice with the mayoralty candidates. It's going to get a little more interesting when we move on to the second section, where we have not 2 candidates, but 10 candidates who will have 4 minutes to come to the microphone and tell you who they are and tell us why they feel they have the skill set to be the new leader of the municipal government here in Madawaska Valley. So after that 4 minutes, that's a maximum. You don't have to take it, but it will be 40 minutes. Then the question period that follows that will be 40 minutes. So the reason for some of these rules is, looking at this crowd, my experience with these kinds of meetings, and I do have some, they're best when people feel that they're engaged. And the best way to be engaged is to walk to that microphone and ask a question, or at least to facilitate the asking of as many questions as possible. So just keep that in mind. Candidates, again, I'm asking people who ask a question to be clear and concise. And I just warn you all, I'll give you probably about a minute, maybe a minute and 15 seconds, and then enough. And the respondents might get a little bit more than that, but I'm imagining each exchange, each question and answer, taking something like 3 minutes. Because if in the first section we have 3 minutes, that gives us maybe 10 questions. 9 or 10. In the second section, it's going to be a bigger challenge because we've got 40 minutes, and if there's roughly 3 minutes, there's 13 questions imaginable. Now, when we adjourn, and I'm going to see the clock as at closing time, around 10 after 9, but there's going to be an opportunity to join Mike at what I will call the Royal Canadian Legion hospitality table that I'm looking at right now. And again, one of my experiences with these meetings is a lot of people like the opportunity to mix and mingle with the candidates. They may not want to ask a question directly, but they'd like to meet them and to get the measure of their jib, as the saying might go. Speaking order, arbitrary as all get out, sadly. It's the order of the alphabetical order. So poor Helen, Ben, a newcomer, gets the first speaking opportunity in the council round, and Roger will get the first go on the mayoralty round. I have said to candidates, if you feel more comfortable coming and using the podium, be my guest. I'll just walk up and down this corridor here and try to take the sense of the crowd. So I think that's it. Is that fairly clear? And it's obvious that we're here to have a good discussion, a good debate. And seeing so many familiar faces here, I know this is taking Coles to Newcastle a respectful tone. You know, it won't be hard to prove that you can be better than the Ontario legislature or the federal parliament. But just for fun, let's just show them, those there now and those now gone, that this is the way you should have behaved when you had that platform. So before we begin, I want to take 30 seconds and just simply ask you to rise in your place and offer a moment of silence for the great Queen Elizabeth II. Thank you very much. As she would have said many times at the opening of Parliament, pray be seated, which was always. So enough from me. Round one begins. Delighted to welcome to the podium Roger Prince, who will have 5 minutes, and he'll be followed by Mark Wilmer.
First, I want to start by thanking people. Thank you, Sean, for moderating tonight's event. Thank you, Karen, and all the volunteers and staff here for hosting us. And thank all of you here in the audience for taking the time to come out on this rainy evening to make a difference in our community. That is why I am here, because I want to make a difference in our community. I believe the best way I can make a difference is by running for mayor. This is not a decision I took lightly. I was approached last winter if I would consider the run for mayor. I thought about it carefully, and it really comes down to three main reasons which I'm happy to share with you. But first, I want to assure you, I'll try to be brief because no one wants to hear a politician talk longer than needed. So why am I running? First, like many of you, I grew up here. Madawaska Valley Township has been my family's home for 5 generations. Why is this important? When a place is your home, you have a vested interest in taking good care of it. The Prince family was one of the 12 families first to settle in this area and contribute to the community in many ways. The first general store, the first drugstore, and contrary to popular belief, the first steam-powered sawmill before Murray Brothers. I feel called to follow in my forefathers' footsteps and serve this community. The second reason I'm running is because I have the leadership and business skills for the job. I have 35 years of successful business career working for multinational corporations and leading large teams of more than 100 people. I work serving every municipality in the province of Ontario, helping municipalities find solutions for infrastructure projects, bridges, roads, water, wastewater. I understand the needs of municipalities. As a business coach and mentor, I have taken teams from underperforming to ranking top in the country. My leadership style is open, transparent, servant leadership. If I was to put this another way, it's leadership serving others, empowering everyone on the team to be the best that they can be. As a leadership consultant with various think tanks, including IBM's Venture Labs, I have mentored many young entrepreneurs and been advisor to governing boards. Why is this important? Because a good mayor and a good leader has good business sense and empowers the team around them. Finally, the third reason I'm running is because I'm spitting mad that my opponent and the current council would spend $750,000 on a frivolous lawsuit to gag freedom of the press. I have had other mayors tell me that Madawaska Valley Township is a laughingstock the way this current council operates. You deserve better for your hard-earned tax dollars. I think you would agree that there is far better use for $750,000, like investing in housing solutions for our seniors and young families, investing in recreational programs for our youth, supporting business development with broadband internet, investing in arts and culture. We have so many talented artists and musicians who add to our tourist economy. Investing and protecting our natural spaces so our children and grandchildren can enjoy for generations to come. I am about politics done differently. I have the desire and drive to make a difference. I have the skill set and business experience to lead with common sense in a financially responsible way. And I have a much better plan for your hard-earned tax dollars. On October 24th, I would be humbled and honored to be your next mayor of Madawaska Valley Township. Thank you.
Our next speaker for in the mayoralty category is Mark Wilmer. Mark?
Thank you, Sean. Good evening and welcome, everyone. It is an honor to stand before you this evening as I humbly outline my experience and qualifications and explain why you should select me to be the next mayor of the Madawaska Valley. I have real municipal experience, being a member of council for 26 years, 22 years in Armprior, and the last 4 years as a councillor in the Madawaska Valley. In addition to my elected experience, I spent 30 years working with a number of councils as an employee in several municipalities, commencing with the town of Armprior, then the city of Nepean, and until retirement, the city of Ottawa. Experience is critical in the mayor's leadership role. The mayor needs to be an effective leader who can be a strong representative and ambassador of the Madawaska Valley. I have been a resident of Renfrew County for just over 40 years and have lived in the beautiful Madawaska Valley for the last 12. I know it well. During this time, I've come to know the community with many wonderful and many wonderful, interesting people. We live in a diverse township that has three distinct hubs, and I will provide equal representation for the entire township. Council has worked hard and provided effective leadership this term, working with staff to create many efficiencies. Some of the accomplishments achieved were as follows. Our financial software was upgraded and is now cloud-based. Water meters were replaced in the village of Berries Bay. The township's asset management study, building condition assessments, and an operational review were all completed. The township's records were digitized, and tax payments can now be paid online. These achievements were integral in improving the township's how the township operates and serves the residents. Council has completed or nearly completed some highly visible projects. These three projects were achieved at little or no cost to the taxpayer. The first was the reconstruction of Pog Lake Road, which entailed the complete rehabilitation of the road. Staff had this project shelf-ready, and we were able to access federal and provincial funding to substantially pay for the project. The completion of Skeed Road, at no cost to the taxpayer, under difficult circumstances, without sufficient funds in the reserves, were able to broker a deal with the new investors that allowed for completion. This road now services present residents and future residents, and just as importantly, will open up the development of Phase 2 and 3. Finally, a project that is under construction and progressing well is the much-needed rehabilitation of the PJY Community Center. This project will essentially ensure that the arena is in good operational shape for the next 40 years. Because the township is financially well managed, we were able to borrow this money internally from reserves. As mayor, I will provide strong representation at County Council, something that's very important. I will be stressing the need for the continued promotion and importance of encouraging economic development in the Madawaska Valley. I'm very concerned about the lack of housing available in our township, both for young families and those looking to downsize. This is a problem that is not unique to us, and I will champion this at the county level. It is also important that we are represented on the newly formed Affordable Housing Alliance of the Ottawa Valley. Development has started to occur at a much faster rate in the township. This is encouraging and must continue, as this plays an important role in maintaining stable taxation rates. I recognize, though, that our number one priority must be the protection of our environment. This is why development must be well planned, and under my leadership will be. As mayor, I will continue to offer responsible, stable, and effective governance to the township. I may not provide the flash or sizzle, but what I will provide is substance, real experience, and a solid track record of steady-handed management. The township will be in good hands with Mark Wilmer as your mayor. October 24th, please vote Mark Wilmer for mayor of Madawaska Valley. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Roger and Mark. Now it's your turn. 30 minutes for hopefully at least 9 or 10 questions. The microphone awaits. Percy Bressenham. Surprise, surprise. Reluctance to the microphone.
Anyway, Sean, you're doing a wonderful job. My name is Percy Bressenham. Grew up in the valley, South Algonquin. I was a mayor and councillor there. And
Percy, to whom are you directing the question?
To both of the mayors.
No, you just get one.
Anyway, Mr. Roger Prince, my issue, if you become mayor, is long-term care. Long-term care in our...
They can't hear at the back.
Well, Barry probably doesn't have the mic on for me. Anyway, when I was the mayor of South Algonquin, I sat on two boards, Castle Home in North Bay and Valley Manor. I was asked to sit at Valley Manor because of the struggling financial situation they were in. They were in a financial situation because the council and the mayor of this township and local townships were not carrying their weight. when I looked into the money that went out of Madawaska Valley to Renfrew County 12 years ago was $435,000. Renfrew County gave $30,000 back.
And your question is,
My question is, Roger, I would like this addressed if you become mayor with Renfrew County. I would like the financial situation to change with long-term care. We need it. There's 143 employees, 90 people there, but Renfrew County is robbing these small townships daily, and I would like that addressed, Roger, if you become mayor.
Thank you very much, Percy. Roger?
I would certainly understand the concern there, especially with the, you know, the fiscal responsibility or lack thereof in reference to that problem. And I know how much that Valley Manor has served this community over the years. When I was growing up with my grandmother on the farm and she entered that home, that home was invaluable to not only to my grandmother and our family, but to many other families. And it is a serious consideration of of what is going on. We've actually had some discussions, and it would be premature for me to tell you what those discussions are because there's other things that need to be decided. And not being in control of the books, or having the inside track, it would be really difficult to say, how would we be able to move forward? But it deserves serious consideration because of what it represents, especially with an aging population. And there's another component to it. It's not just about Valley Manor. It also is about all of our aging population, how we can better serve them, not only in places like Valley Manor, but as well within the home and the types of services that are provided. Really critical for for our population here.
Thank you very much, Roger. And Mark and Roger, if you wish, don't hesitate, because remember, we're...
I hope I spoke loud. Did you hear me at the back?
No.
Okay. I will address from the mic next time.
Next time. Either of these mics, or you can have this mic as well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry for not drawing that. A room full of folks like I see before me, and nobody to the mic. You must come to the mic. Tell us who you are, what your question is, and to whom you are directing the question. Please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Conway. I'm only allowed to ask this question of one of the candidates, and that puts things in a difficult...
I know, but we want to get as many questions as we possibly can
tonight. If there's time at the end...
Oh, absolutely. If we have, there's going to be an open round if we have time at the end, for sure.
Okay. My name is Al Best, located on Trout Lake for quite a while, actually, too. My question is going to be asked on behalf of my grandkids and everyone else's grandkids, for that matter.
And Al, you're asking a question to whom?
And I'm now going to direct the question then to Mr. Prince. Mr. Prince, we have a climate and environmental crisis on our hands. Our grandkids deserve a solution. About 500 municipalities in Canada have recognized this climate emergency. Sadly, effective solutions may come at some political peril. Leaders may have to put the environment ahead of their own political ambitions. So my question to you, Mr. Prince, is, will you put our grandkids ahead of yourself and formally recognize this climate emergency?
Thank you very much, Mr. Best.
Sit down.
Yes, but thank you very much. An exemplary question in time and presentation.
Can you hear me at the back now? Great, okay. Mr. Best, thank you for your question. First of all, I want to say that I can relate to what Trout Lake and Carson Lake is all about. That's where I grew up. Our family home is on the highway past Arborvita Road, overlooking Carson and Trout Lake. Those waters have been near and dear to me since I was a little boy, and my grandmother would take me there when I was 2 years of age. Okay.
I do believe that the environment is something that is critically important to us. And as I stated earlier, we need to protect our spaces for our children and our grandchildren. I would tell you that it must be left up to the experts. And I'm not an expert, but I am certainly an individual who would go forward and consult with those experts to see what can be done in the best interest of all of us as residents and taxpayers of Madawaska Valley Township.
Thank you very much. Mr. Prince, sir, the microphone. Yes, to the front. Your name, your question, and to whom the question is directed.
Yep. Donald Chesky, Madawaska Valley. My question is going to be on economic development.
Okay.
My question is directed to Roger Prince, and it's basically directed at the economic development situation we have here in the Madawaska Valley. Our fiscal numbers here are about $10 million. Out of that, we have about $6 million that's discretionary to the council here. And I noted that there's a paltry $98,000, directed to economic development. We have a high school up here where 90% of our graduates, upon graduating from secondary school, leave this town because economic development is not a priority with this council. We have an aging population here, and by the way, the population of the Madawaska Valley is receding. I think the determinant here is someone that's going to address the fiscal responsibilities as well as the economic development potential of this area. Without that prerogative on council, I think we'll end up having a dearth of finances for other activities that are very important, like long-term care, subsidizing or helping our Valley Manor, etc. But that's not the only criteria for a dynamic township. We need to maintain a lot of our youth here. They've got the dynamic skills to propel this area forward. I do not see that in the present quarterly that's served us in the past. Roger, how do you intend to rectify that?
Thank you very much, Donald.
Just wanted to give him an opportunity to sit down so he could hear my response. Thank you very much for the question, Mr. Olszewski. I really appreciate it. You are also addressing a question that's really near and dear to my heart. My whole business career has been about economic development and supporting growth in the communities that I lived in. And although it was on the corporate side, there was also a component on the private side. I spent many years of my business career mentoring, coaching, working with entrepreneurs and CEOs of various size companies. Some for startup, some were very large operations. It didn't matter. It's really about the good business sense that's needed and the ability to take the time and invest in resources that help those companies grow and attract businesses into communities. No question about it. The high school at one point, when I went to school here, had 750 students. Does anybody know what that number is today? Very low, 250. And that's also a part of addressing the solution, the problem that you're talking about, because many of these young people have gone off. They're still in high school, but they're going to they're going from Round Lake and Killaloe to Pembroke. And why is that? Because we're not giving them the tools that they need very young. I also believe that there's an opportunity here, that there's a lot of good business people in this community, given the opportunity that could help mentor and coach young people into wanting to stay in the community and grow their businesses here. And a big part of that, by the way, is something called a community hub. We don't have it. And I asked the current council, why not? The community hub is the lifeblood of so many municipalities across this province. And that means a place to meet, a place to share ideas, a place to have good internet access, and the ability to have that mentoring and coaching. That's what's required in the way of economic development and growth. And the final point that I would add to that is you have to have somebody that has chutzpah that will actually go out and solicit businesses for entertaining this community to want to have their business here for the sake of all of us.
Thank you very much, Roger. I can't believe, yes, Heather.
I'm Heather Poliquin. My question is for Mark Wilmer. I'd like to know your answer to that very same question, please.
Thank you, Heather. Finally, nice to get a question. anyway, that economic development is a difficult subject to broach, but it's something that I think everyone on this current council, and me especially, believe in the fact that we need to do more. But it's hard sometimes to do more. It can't just be the Madawaska Valley on its own. A lot of things will happen when development is ready, but we need to encourage development, first of all, and as I said in my speech, it has to be well-planned development to bring in more housing. Where we're lacking is housing for young people who could work in this community. There are jobs available. Right now, our Tim Hortons can't stay open the full length of time. Our Pizza Pizza is closed. These are jobs that people could fill. But the problem here is that there's nowhere to live for people who are earning a modest income. And so I think that's where it starts. As far as I'm going, I think economic development requires, as I said, a lot more than just the township working on it. This is where we need to get assistance from other levels of government, including the county, where I feel we're sometimes neglected. We're the far western end, and I think we need more support. They have an economic development department. We don't as a municipality. And it's something we can't afford to really invest in. But the town or the county is there to serve us, and we need to take better advantage, and they need to serve us better. I also think that we need to approach the provincial government, and this is something I'm willing to do, to see if there are more opportunities. We need to make the area known. We're 2 hours from Toronto. We're 2 hours from Ottawa. We're in an ideal situation for many, many places. So it's an ideal spot for many, many people to locate. We also do have a lot, we have shortages of tradespeople in this area. And jobs are available. We need to have the people come here. So I think it's a continued effort to keep working hard on stressing how beautiful our area is and encouraging people to come here and corporations. And that's what I will continue to do. I've been a big supporter of Madawaska Valley. I think we live in the best place, and I think we can convince others that it is too. And that's how I see us growing and continuing to grow. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Mr. Yantha. Mr. Tony Yantha.
Yeah.
To whom is your question, Mr. Yantha?
I'm going to give that to Mark.
Question to Mark Wilmer from...
Yeah. Before I start, Sean, I want to tell you, Mark had made an error 2 hours to Toronto. The OPP said you made it in 2 hours.
I drive quickly.
I was talking about Sean.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, Mark, the question I was going to ask you when you're talking about housing and everything else, and you're a counselor, presently are too, and what is happening with the housing that was supposed to start below the hospital there? Everton was gung-ho with everybody and talking about it, and then all of a sudden nothing is happening again. You're on council, so you should have the answers to that. Thank you.
Well, Frank, as you know, sometimes you can't say too much, but I can tell you that it's proceeding and everything seems to be going well, and I'm hoping there will be announcements fairly soon. But everything seems to be progressing. It's not something that's gone off the trails. And we, on council, we're well aware of it, but it's an in-camera item right now. And so I can't really say much more, but I can assure you that it's not something that's has shut down. It's still there.
Thank you very much, Mark. By my rendering of the clock, we have time for at least two, perhaps three questions in this round. So do I see someone coming to the... Your name, your question, and to whom the question is directed, sir.
Hi, my name is Paul Romleski. I grew up here. I was away for 40 years. The question I have is for you, Roger. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Prince, what will you do? It's regarding tourists coming into our area here. We have tourists every day. I see trailers, campers, motorhomes, boats. And yet, they come through, and they have no place to go. They have no place to dump their sewage, no place to get water. I walk a lot in town with the dog in the evenings. I helped a lot of people, just try to help them out when I see them and tell them maybe this is where you could go or this is where you could go, but there is no place for them. So as mayor, what would you do to improve the situation for the tourists coming into our town? A place for them maybe to park overnight, signage where if we did have a sewage disposal area for them or a place where they could get fresh water for their tanks. Even by the caboose, there's an empty lot there. I see they say it's for snowmobile staging, but there's no signage or anything for campers, for RVs, nothing, you know. There's a park outside the town, just down on the way to Kamamir, just past the Ash Grove. That park is like basically defunct, like there's nothing there. There's some old cement, mortar, fireplaces with flowers in them. There's not even a picnic table there. You can't, now there's signage there, you can't swim, you can't take a dog, you can't walk down to the water. You know, what the heck, right? Like, seriously.
Paul, very good question.
You know?
And I'm going to give Roger a chance to answer.
I noticed Paul walked up from the back, so I want to make sure he's sitting down so he can hear my response. Paul, you brought something that's near and dear to my heart. And growing up here as well, when I look at Carson Lake Provincial Park, when I look at the park that you talk about, just exiting town there, when I look at the area near the train station, you know, we have all of this beautiful space that sits empty and devoid of life. And it really troubles my heart, and I'll tell you why. Those fireplaces were built by Victor DeMellis, who I worked for, from when I was 9 years old at 25 cents an hour to when he died at 17. When I was 17, and it really troubles my heart that all these beautiful spaces that we have, we can't share with others that come through this town and through the valley. I find it very disturbing. I don't have an answer as to why. I could surmise, but it would be inappropriate for me to surmise because it's something that current council has to address. Those are beautiful spaces, and individuals that are traveling through would dearly love to have that opportunity to park their rigs, to get fresh water, and to empty wastewater. There's no question about it. And we, as a council, as a new council, need to really seriously consider how we're treating our tourism, because that's dollars that are spent in this town on behalf of all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Looks, Wilmer Matthews, to the microphone, to my microphone. Question?
I'll share yours.
Why is that not surprising?
Thank you, Sean. Mr. Prince, I'm going to pick on you too. Coming in, mayor, obviously, is a huge, huge job, right? Strong councils are team councils. Now, I, for one, hardly know you. The majority of Barry's Bay probably really don't know you. Why not, and you may have some good ideas too, why not run for council first as a councillor, gain some experience, and then run for mayor? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Matthews. Roger.
I'll wait till Mr. Wilmer goes to the back. In any event, no question about it,
You have to look at what you can make the most impact. And I certainly believe that my leadership and business experience will serve this community well. I've taken many opportunities where I've had growth situations or underperforming situations and had to make a difference within the organizations that I have been involved with. And there's with the leadership abilities and skills that I have had from other organizations, they're easily transferable here. And furthermore, I've worked with all of the municipalities, I've worked with provincial governments, I've worked with federal governments, and I do have a network that I can tap into that can help serve us better as a community. I have no issue with reaching out to other mayors that know me well because of my prior involvement with municipalities.
Thank you, Roger. Question in this round.
Okay, my name is Ray Stanley, and I'm presently living in Barry's Bay. And so I'm trying to get a sense of what are people concerned about. And I'm very political, so I'm on board. It's my new home. And people say, we're concerned about property rights and what the government is, the municipal government seems to be doing, which they're not quite sure. Bylaws are, you know, are being used properly, and they're saying we're not allowed to put sea cans on our property. Why? What is happening? Why is this control being foisted upon us? And so my main concern is our freedoms and our property rights. And
can you direct to whom are you directing your question?
Both.
Well, you've got to pick one.
Okay, Mark Wilmer, property rights.
Mark, thank you very much. And councillors, get ready, councillors and would-be councillors.
And Ray, we did have a brief discussion on the phone.
You hung up on me.
I made it very brief because we really did not have a good discussion, and I have a totally different viewpoint than you. And as I said to you, I hung up, but I was very polite with it.
You were.
I was. I'm just going to say that my viewpoint is I do not believe in the trucker demonstrations. I do not believe in the type of material that Ray was telling me I need to believe in. And that's what she's expressing when she talks about property rights. And I didn't want to go there. I knew the discussion would be fruitless. And again, that's all I'm going to say. I don't believe in that. I believe we have freedom in our country. Canada is a great country. We're one of the best democracies in the world. And I am proud to live here and live in Manawaska Valley.
Thank you very much to the questioner and to Mark, but to all the questions. I think we got, 9 or 10 in that in that time. So we're going to now end section one. We'll take about a 3-minute seventh inning stretch because we've got to get you see your names here, the 10 candidates for the four council seats. I'm going to ask Mark and Roger to not run away, not go very far, but just to maybe leave a little more elbow room up there for the 10 people. And we will start the Helen Ben will be the first to present.
That was Sean Conway, the moderator of the Madawaska Valley Township All Candidates Debate held last night on September 13th. We'll take a short break now, but don't be too long. We're about to start the next part of the debate involving 9 prospective councillors all vying for 4 remaining council seats.